Welcome to the Fearfully and Wonderfully Me podcast, a podcast designed to help you increase your influence, develop your leadership, and maximize your results.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast episode. We are continuing our little mini series on a couple of the keys that unlock success and significance. And this, the keys themselves are something that I talk about in my book, Achieve. Maximize your potential with 7 keys to unlock success and significance. And again, I kind of just wanted to do a mini series over January with the new year and that new fresh feeling of new season, new beginnings. It just to me is a natural time for reflection on some of the things that we should be doing or thinking differently in order to get different results this year. So, happy new year. I wanted to dig in today on key number 5 from the book. Last podcast episode, I did key number 1, attitude, the 4 things that attitude can do for us. And today I wanted to dig into key number 5, energy, because it is January and the days are shorter, and perhaps because, you know, the excitement of Christmas and the New Year and Thanksgiving and the holidays have sort of wound down. And by the time you listen to this, we're about mid-January now. So now some of the excitement of the new year has wound down, and some of those choices that maybe you adopted thinking, oh, New Year's resolution, here's what I'm going to do differently in order to have a better year. Maybe the excitement of those things has dwindled a little bit and you find yourself wanting to slip back on some of those goals or choices or habits that you wanted to improve. And sometimes it's just a natural time of year where, again, the days are shorter, the holiday season has ended. And so this season to me is almost where naturally I have a little bit lower energy if I'm not intentional about protecting that energy, creating that energy. And so thinking that that might be the same case for everybody, especially if you're working, you know, maybe a 9-to-5 or 8-to-5 or 7-to-4 or whatever, but you spend a lot of your actual day light at work. And so, you know, I remember when that was the case for me, I would go in at 7:30 in the morning. It would still be dark some days, you know, getting to be daylight, but still really pretty dark. The sun wasn't up before I went into work. And even though I had a window in my office, yeah, most of the time I was working, I wasn't sitting there looking out the window. And then by the time I get off at 4:30 or 5:30 or 6, it would be dark. And, you know, I would feel like I didn't get to see any daylight. And so, you know, sometimes that can be a drain on our energy as well. So here we go. A couple of things about key number 5 and how we can protect or create that energy. Number 1, energy comes from health. If you are physically not healthy, you are naturally not going to have as much energy. And I know if there are some of you thinking, well, I can't help this health problem, I can't help that health problem. Well, don't worry about the things that you cannot change. I want you to focus on what you can. Number 1 of 2 ways that we can be intentional with our health in order to create more energy is what we eat and how or when we exercise. Now, this is nothing new, right? This is not rocket science. We all know, but I want you to be intentional about thinking here. What are some of the health choices that you are making or should be changing in order to create more energy for yourself? Because here's the deal. Whatever it is that you want to accomplish, you're going to need energy to do it. If you want to start your own business, or if you want to find a better career position, or if you want to just finish that college degree, you're going to need energy to do it, right? Accomplishing your goals and dreams in 2024 is going to take energy. It's going to take hard work. And you need energy to do that. And one of the ways that we can be intentional about protecting our energy or creating our energy is looking at our health choices. And I'm going to start with eating. Number 1, regardless of whether you've heard of all of the different zillions of diets out there, pretty much the basic science tells us eat more whole foods, fruits and vegetables especially. I remember it's been a couple of years ago, but I had the opportunity to go with some of the young women that I mentor, and we were touring an organic farm. And part of the tour was they were talking about health choices and eating. Of course, it was a farm, you know, where they're growing organic vegetables. And they were talking about it to us and saying, number one, first and best thing, eat whole foods. And if you can, eat organic whole foods. But if you can't find organic foods or whatever, the less processed stuff you put in your body, the better off you're going to be. Because the processed foods, if you just look at the labels, they're filled with all kinds of junk and gunk that really doesn't help your body. So the more that you can get away from anything that's processed, any of the added stuff, and get as close to God made it as you can, you're going to be better off. Again, regardless of whether you're following a specific diet or you eat meat or you don't eat meat or you don't eat carbohydrate, you know, whatever it is, get as close to as God made it in your food and you will be healthier. That is just all of the science comes down to that. And there again, if you want to get very specific about some health decisions, you can take that to a much deeper level. But just basically, the more intentional you can be about eating good, healthy foods, fruits and vegetables, whole foods, the healthier you're going to feel and be. And number two, exercise. You got to move your body. You got to move your body regularly every day, some way, somehow, because that is going to create energy. Exercise creates energy. I know in the moment, it might not be creating energy and you might be tired after a little workout, but you're going to have more energy tomorrow because you're healthier. Your body is intended to move. And so much of the time we're at work and we're not physically moving around through the majority of our day. So you have to be intentional about building in some hour and a half of just light exercise. Or if you're going to go for a little more vigorous exercise, maybe you don't need quite so much, but you got to move your body, because moving your body is the only way you can exercise the most important muscle in your body, and that is the heart. I think we all agree it's pretty important for our heart to continue beating. And one way, the number one way we can make our heart healthier is get out and move the rest of our muscles. Get out of breath, get sweaty, move your body. I don't care how you do it, whether you like to walk or run or bike or Zumba or, you know, stream a class online. I mean, there's so many tons of free exercise videos on YouTube, right? You just have to be intentional about moving your body. It will give you more energy over time and keep you healthier. Number two, energy comes from environment. And not just when we think of our environment, we think of the spaces around us. But think about your car. Maybe your car, you know, you get in and you drive to work, but it's not clean. Think how much better you feel that fresh feeling when you get into the car and it is clean. Or your space around you, your desk maybe is cluttered and you just need to throw some things out, your closet, right? Your environment could be all of these little ways, but when our environment around us doesn't serve us, it can create negative energy, right? And I remember going on a tour of an architecture firm, and they were talking about designing spaces intentionally that helped people be more creative, and higher ceilings and brighter decorating schemes actually helped people be more creative. So if you're wanting to look around your environment and say, well, what are some small things I can do? I'm not saying you redecorate the entire house, but maybe it's just as simple as throwing out that old plant that's half dead in the corner because you keep forgetting to water it. Maybe it's getting rid of some of the things in your closet that don't fit or that don't bring you joy. I did this a while back where I was like, you know what, it probably didn't really quite fit when I bought it, but it really doesn't fit now because I'm so much more intentional with my health. I'm just in a different size. And so not a drastic change, but it doesn't make me feel good to put on something that's too big or too small, right? So maybe you need to purge something like that. Maybe picking up your environment, maybe just cleaning. Sometimes you can get into just a good cleaning session and, you know, dust the cobwebs off, right? Whatever it is about your environment that you need to do to help bring you some good positive energy, go for it. Set a weekend morning, a Saturday morning aside, and just be intentional about your environment. What can I do to give me some better positive energy? It was so funny. Our light bulb blew in the closet a couple weeks ago. And I went and dug around and I found a new light bulb and climbed up and changed the light bulb. And the new bulb was like, I think it's a 75 or maybe 100 watt equivalent instead of the 60 watt bulb that was in there. But man, it's amazing how much better I feel when I walk in the closet just because it's so nice and bright in there now. So sometimes little things can be the big things. Energy comes from relationships. Number three. Look at the relationships, maybe do a relationship inventory and say, do I need to spend a little bit less time with this person? Maybe I need to spend more time with the people who lift me up and a little bit less time with the people who don't lift me up. And that's hard because you don't want people to think you think you're better than them, and you're not. No one is better than anyone else, but sometimes relationships in our lives aren't serving us, but we're not willing to let them go. And I'm here to just say you don't have to necessarily cut them off completely, but maybe spend less time with the relationships that aren't helping you be the best version of yourself. Relationships with people who are toxic to you or just maybe negative people. I know I just feel so drained when I talk to someone or spend time with someone who is negative and wants to blame everybody else around them or everything else around them. And it just is an energy. It's like an energy drain. I feel so drained when I spend time with that individual who is just negative, right? That doesn't mean they're a bad person. I can still love them. I just don't have to spend a lot of time with them. It's kind of like if you're going two different directions. One person is driving to Florida, one person is driving to New York. You cannot ride in the same car, right? I'm a positive person. I like to be around positive people. I love, love, love to talk to people, mentor people, help people. But when someone calls me and they just want to complain about their situation, they don't want to do anything to fix it, I'm like, you know what? I am not the right person for you. That you need a therapist. I cannot help you if all you want to do is blame. And so I'm very intentional about the relationships that I have. I like to be around positive, pleasant people. So look there again. Just take an inventory of the relationships around you. Maybe there are some that you need to minimize how much time or interaction you're having with them. And number four, energy comes from passion. There is no doubt that when we are passionate about something, we have far more energy toward doing it. Mac and I have been working this fall, or last fall, as you're listening to this in January, on recording some online training videos for blue collar leadership. And we've gotten about three or four of the courses recorded at this point. And I told somebody just this last week, I said, you know, this is one of those projects that I didn't understand how much work and time would go into this project, but it's one of those projects that I'm passionate about because I know that this is having online video courses that in short little 15-minute videos, it's something that so many people can access when, you know, maybe these people in an organization aren't always able, you know, an organization can't send everybody in the organization to an 8-hour leadership development course or an 8-hour personal growth course, right? I mean, it's just not feasible. But now we have a product that our clients can access and give their team members access to little short micro lessons of personal growth and leadership development in 15-minute video increments that they can stream from their home or from their office. And so basically it's a leadership development program for everybody in the organization. So creating these videos has been certainly a lot of work and will continue to be work as we add more videos over the course of 2024. But I'm passionate about it. I know it's going to help a lot of people and it's going to help Mac and I reach a lot of people that you know, there again, may not be able to hear us speak, but certainly their leaders can offer them some leadership development in small little doses. And it's easy. It's affordable. In fact, it's very, very, very affordable when you extrapolate the number of people who can access the courses and the videos. But that's what we want to do. Mac and I like to live out of abundance. But all that is because we are passionate about the principles that we teach, and we know they work. And so being able to offer them has been, and finding another way to offer them has been really something we're passionate about. So all that to say, absolutely, I have worked long and hard, and we both have, on these videos, recording and getting them finalized and uploaded so that our clients can access them. But when you're passionate about something, you'll spend time doing it, and it doesn't really feel like work. It doesn't really feel like work. Passion creates energy. Energy comes from passion, right? Just like when you're excited about doing the work that you're doing, you will have more energy and enthusiasm for doing it. And that's why it's so important to make sure that you're not settling in life for maybe a career that you're not satisfied in or something that you don't enjoy doing. Let me tell you, life is too short to be miserable. And so if you're not passionate about what you're doing, it's time to take a good inventory and say, how can I do more of the things that I am passionate about and purposed to do, and less of the things that don't bring me joy? Because life is too short to settle. Until next time.
Start increasing your influence and maximizing your potential with Rhea's audiobooks. Available at audible.com, amazon.com, and iBooks. Please visit riastory.com to learn about Rhea's books, resources, speaking, and training programs. Thanks for listening.